You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hey, you're listening to Checkpoint Intimates, where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one to talk about a particular topic, and my guest is making funny faces at me from across the table. Thanks for that, Hayley.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah. Totally not distracting at all. Today, we're talking about the Switch, because it's been a very Switch-heavy news week this week.
It has. It's been such a Switch-heavy news week. Like, no tops, no bottoms, just Switches.
Now, Hayley, in specific, we've got the Nintendo Switch Lite that's just been announced, which is basically just a smaller, more portable version of the Nintendo Switch, about the size of the PlayStation Vita, for any of you who remember the PlayStation Vita. I know I don't.
I do. Because
it didn't have any games.
It had some games, but only if you were a massive weeb, like me.
Yeah, like me. I played Danganronpa on it, and that's it.
Yes.
High five over the counter.
Yeah, there we go.
But no, it's the Switch Lite that's getting the spotlight this week. But we've also had, just very recently, news that the Switch itself is actually getting a bit of a revamp by Nintendo.
Hmm.
It's increasing its battery life, and also, allegedly, though this hasn't been totally confirmed, is getting some other changes as well, such as some graphical changes and hardware changes. Although,
and like, this is, it's just interesting because we've had these kinds of upgrades and revamps in the past, and that was mainly to do with pirating and hacking and stuff. So if you've got one of the original first Switches, you can actually do homebrew on it. But past that, Nintendo got word, they actually did a stealth revamp where they changed some of this internal chipset stuff so that you couldn't do that anymore. But the interesting thing is with this revamp, they're making a big fanfare about it. You know, Miyamoto's walking down the street twirling his stick going, we're doing Switch fixes. Yeah.
Because normally they don't really want to advertise the changes. They don't want people to like go out and get the new one. They just want to quietly change things.
They don't want you to know that the product you're buying is different to the product someone may have bought last.
Yes, but is it, I think it's probably possible that in the case of the anti-piracy measures, that's specifically why they didn't want to announce it, because they didn't want everyone to go and buy the original Switches and okay, the new one's out, time to make software to crack the new one. But in this case, it can be seen as a selling point. I know I'm already seeing it as a selling point. I want the Switch with the better hardware, with the better battery life, because it's been compared to the original Switch, whereby if you're playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, it'll last for about 3 hours in handheld mode. But with this new one, apparently it'll last for almost 6 hours or 5.5 hours. So, I mean, that's just straight up better. I want that.
That is a much better time, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to be playing around with Link and then have their time cut short.
It does mean that I'm going to have to trade my beloved Switch in and probably pay extra money, because it's not going to, my trade in isn't going to match the exact value of
the question is, do you?
I really do. I really, really do.
I mean, power to you, but
yeah, well, not really. I'm ashamed of myself, but let's change the subject though, because enough about me. What about the light? Are you interested in the light?
Yes, I love light switches. I mean, the Switch Light. It's I've been wanting to make that pun since they announced. It's a really great concept. I love the fact that like they've added the D-pad in. Great feature. I love the fact that it's smaller, it's more compact, you can take it around with you. I know my sister was, slash best friend, was super just into it, because she was like, oh my god, now I've got something to replace my 3DS, which is something she carries that thing around like it's some type of personal worships. Like, she just puts it down, I don't know, starts praying to Pokemon or something. But now she's like, I can, you know, I have a reason to get a Switch now. I wasn't really sold on the TV features, but this is going to be old.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's certainly true. Although, you know, you can't play the same games on the Switch, though. So if she wants to play her old 3DS games, she's still going to need to do that.
She knows she still needs it. Like, She went to go buy a Yo-Kai Switch, Yo-Kai Watch from the local game store. And they were like, hey, yeah, sorry about this. We only got a certain number of stock in, and it's never coming back.
Wow.
That's never going to be printed again. It's a one-time release because, like, quite frankly, they said flatly to her face, the 3DS is practically, the Switch has killed it.
Yeah, well, that's brings me to an interesting point. Like, I always thought that the Switch was not going to replace the 3DS as a handheld, because to me, the DS and then the 3DS was not just about the handheld. It was about the touch capability, specifically with the stylus.
Mm.
There were so many fantastic games that were made specifically with controls concerning the stylus that can't really be done with if you're just jabbing your fat finger on the screen.
I think, like, at this point, they're going to have to find a way to put a stylus. Like, there are styluses being released. Like,
yeah, not real ones, though. Just
There was one that came with Super Mario.
Yeah.
Shamelessly admit that I have one. And the stupid little grid book that it came with. But, you know, there's also no place that just sits in the case.
But the thing about the DS and the 3DS was that the touch screen was actually very sturdy.
Yeah.
It was anti-slip. Like, you know, if you tried to use the same kind of stylus on the Switch screen, it would be uncontrollable. It would go everywhere.
It didn't feel like the touch controls for the Switch feel like enough. They feel like, oh, well, the 3DS had touch controls, so the Switch has to have touch controls.
It feels like a formality, doesn't it?
Yeah, like a formality. Like, they're going through, they're like, yeah, this will be played in handheld mode, because our handhelds have had touch pieces for the past two generations. But, you know, it's strange that, like, all this love and care went into 3DS's touch controls, and then you see the Switch, something that love and care in the last one, which I think is probably why they're so reluctant proper revamp of that. And,
they're so
reluctant to do that because this is like Iwata's child. But it just feels like such an afterthought.
Yeah. Which is understandable, but it's also, you know, it's really sad to think about.
Yeah.
I'm interested to, just going back to a previous discussion, I'm interested to hear you say that you like the D-pad on the Switch Lite better. Because to me, the current D-pad functions exactly the same. Mm. There's an up, down, left, right. And sure, they're separate buttons now, but it works exactly the same. So I'm a bit curious to hear both you and Cameron a bit earlier have the same sentiment, you know, like...
I think it comes down to input. So I can use a D-pad to analog stick. And we're seeing now that stick drift...
Right.
Is a huge, or Joy-Con drift is a huge problem, because, you know, you have that just plugged in and the Joy-Con just kind of, you're stuck
with
a certain thing because the analog sticks aren't sturdy. They feel a little flimsy at times. So, like, with a D-pad, I can do those diagonal entries rather easily instead of having to, pretty much why I like D-pads, as just a formality. They're just easy to put controls into, but I can understand why it's four separate button cons.
On a Joy-Con, because they're supposed to operate as separate controls as well.
Controllers, yeah.
But then, of course, for the Switch Lite, there's no purpose for doing that, because they're not separate controllers. It really is just the one handheld.
Yeah, with the Switch Lite, if everyone has to have eight Switch Lites, which is, you know... fantastic, but also, wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's also a lot of money? The extra controllers you're going to have to buy if you want to play a multiplayer game on the Switch Lite.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
I mean, I know it doesn't have the dock function, so it's less likely that you're going to even play a multiplayer on the Switch Lite. Mm. But it's still possible, and they have said that more controllers work on it. It's just... low money.
It's really, really silly. For most of those games, you're probably going to end up finding that you have to have, like...
Yeah.
Like you do with, like...
Yeah.
I think Mario Kart 8 has that in cart, and you have to, like, do that at one point. Anyway.
Have their own controller.
Like, their own, like, Switch.
You own Switch, yeah.
You can have eight people with their own Switches, like, hooked up over a...
Yeah. So, all things considered, are you... which of the new Switches are you going to get? Or are you not going to get any at all?
I'm going to stick with my old Switch. Like, unless they do come out and surprise us all and be like, hey, here's a beefier, actually beefier version of the Switch. Here's something that actually will give you steady, and it's built for like desktop play. Here's a steady frame rate and a steady 1080 to possibly 4K.
One can hope.
One can hope.
Nintendo, please. Oh, please. You're a technology company. Please keep up.
Like, I mean, it makes sense. Nintendo's a tech great. What they know works than what they... But, yeah, I'm probably just going to stick with the Switch I have. Release something.
Yeah. So for you, that'd be the 4K and the...
Yeah, something that's actually
the
like...
steady frame rate.
Steady frame rate that's actually like, oh, this is built for like TV play.
Yeah.
Not, it's built for docked mode.
Yeah. For me, I'm definitely not going to go the Switch Lite because I'm satisfied with the current Switch. I don't, I'm not bothered by its somewhat clunky size for a handheld. I probably am going to trade it in for the better battery life just because I do play it so often in handheld mode and I am getting a bit irritated by how long it lasts or doesn't last, depending on the game I'm playing. But for me, the one thing I'd want from like a potential Switch Pro, if they do that, I would want just a bigger controller. Like the Joy-Cons are so tiny. I need it to be bigger. I'm sorry.
Like one of my other best friends, Alan.
Yeah, and I mean, my hand cramps up when I'm using a PS2 controller and they're like normal size. So I don't know how. Well, we're going to have to see.
You heard it here first, folks. Edie has big hands.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can see them.
They're actually very tiny and petite.
Oh, but, thanks. But sorry, that just goes to show you. We need bigger, better controllers on the Switch.
Give us Xbox level huge.
Well, we'll have to see about that. But anyway, that was our intimates for this week. You can check out more intimate chats from the Checkpoint crew. You can check out those podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you normally prefer to get your podcasts from. So thank you for listening and check back with us next time.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimate.